Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. Thanks for joining us, Tyler.
Thanks again for having me.
The USDA released its quarterly hogs and pigs report June 24th. What are we seeing in terms of slaughter hog supply? How have things changed? And how close have those numbers been to expectations, and why?
Yeah, the hog supply is always a critical feature in North American hog markets. Especially given the pandemic, we really weren't getting great information on how all of the influences of the pandemic have changed the flows. Generally speaking, the hog inventory as compared to expectations before the report came down, were actually pretty close. They didn't have a significant divergence from what the expectations were. But there is, there's still a lot of, question of variability within those categories. But overall, pretty near expectations, and one that that overall still sees fairly steady supplies in the long term. We don't see any significant reductions, that's for sure. And of course, there's other issues that will be impacting markets longer term.
How is U.S. processing capacity keeping pace with supply at this point, and what are the factors there?
Yeah, so in the summer months, there's not typically much of an issue with packer capacity and the available supply. We typically are, we're currently at probably the lowest weekly production or among the lowest weekly production numbers for the year. And that's a fairly typical trend. So there is some slack capacity there, but moving into the fall time frame, we do have some new concerns. There was a new law that was upheld or passed that is concerning for U.S. hog packers because it could legislate a reduction in their processing capacity. Now, some of the numbers that have been tossed around is about a 2.5% decline in processing capacity, which, at this time of year would not be an issue. But at peak production time frame, such as October, November, December, it could result in a pretty significant influence on the markets if the pace at which those hogs are slaughtered is slowed by legislation. So it's something that I don't think it's a story that's completely, finished yet. I think there's some questions as to how that law will be applied. But it's, it's a concern and a threat going into the fall months.
What potential impact might that have on the ability of Canadian producers to find homes for their hogs, especially when we start seeing those numbers peak seasonally? And what are the implications for Canada as a result?
Well, in Western Canada, we don't see a lot of market hogs moving south. There's definitely still a significant number of market hogs moving from Ontario into the U.S. And so that, could be a constraint, and above all else, really, it will show up in price. They will discount the extra hogs that aren't committed on a long-term contract, and so, as I said, it's a threat moving forward. As far as it's hard to say exactly how that would impact the pot, how that would impact ISO wean or weanling prices, but I think it would be fair to say that if we do see a distinct difference in processing capacity in the United States, then it would filter down all the way back to isoene producers here in Canada.
What are we seeing at this point in terms of hog values, and what are the factors, and what are the expectations as we move toward fall, and why?
Well, about 2 weeks ago, we saw a pretty dramatic decline in cash markets from the highs, from some of the record highs that we've seen over, well, definitely some of the highest levels that we've seen in the last 5 years. That said, we've seen a little bit of a recovery here just in the last week, and we're still dealing with good profitable prices right straight through the summer months and into the fall. We might come under some pressure from a profitability standpoint in December, despite still seasonally strong prices being represented in forward prices, and that comes from the fact that there's just a lot of price pressure on the feed side of the equation that is really squeezing margins. So there's some question there. We're definitely down from the highs on the winter months. But I don't think we can rule out a recovery in forward prices, at least back to levels seen a couple of weeks ago, before we saw the larger decline.
How is demand holding up at this point, and what are the expectations?
A demand's always that nebulous thing that you can't put your finger on, but I think all signs are generally, from a domestic standpoint, look pretty good. Product is obviously moving, and the best indicator of that is the price. So given that we're coming off of some of the highest prices that we've seen in 7, 8 years, I think demand looks very good. But there's concern as to how consistent some of those export markets will be, in particular China. But that's not a new scenario where we've been dealing with that kind of uncertainty over the course of the last 3 years, really. Overall, I'm still pretty optimistic about the demand side of the equation.
What should producers be watching and considering moving forward?
Well, given that we've come off of our highs, those producers that have some room to secure some good profitable prices into the fall months should maybe consider looking at doing, 30% to 40%. Just taking a prudent approach, not trying to kind of necessarily pick the highs off, just securing good profitable prices on hogs really out into the winter months if the potential is there. Utilizing targets is a really good tool because in the event that we get just a lot, a short volatile stretch, sometimes we can hit targets that that are not fundamentally supported, and so it can sometimes trigger a contract just on a very short-term price rise, and then it and it secures some prices that would be profitable for producers. So that's generally what we're seeing with activity, producer activity over the course of the last month or so.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think that covers it. Thank you. Thanks.
And thank you. Our guest has been Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.